Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, where we've served you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lum, and on today's show, we have Melly James, co-founder of Mana Up. We have Janice LaFontaine, founder of Farm to Fudge on Maui. And we have Joey Valenti, co-founder of Bizia. And I'm going to have to ask him what Bizia means, but I actually know the answer to that. And we're here to talk about the Mana Up Showcase. So I want to welcome you all to Bite Marks Cafe.
Thank you, Bert. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, no, and
thanks for having us.
You know, Melia, I got to watch the showcase production that you did on Hawaii News Now. Actually, I don't know if it was actually Hawaii News Now, but it was one of the family of stations that aired it. And I thought it was an excellent, excellent production. And I wanted to give you a chance. And we've had you on before. We've talked about, you know, the Mana Up cohorts and the program and the companies that are going through it. But I wanted to give you a chance to talk a little bit about, you know, the real vision behind how you want to promote the program. And I think the showcase was a good example of that. And I want to maybe give you a chance to talk about what went into that production.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, thank you. So the production, we started off having showcase as an in-person event, a celebration, which of course we're having November 7th in Bloomingdale's, which we'll talk about. Mm-hmm. But the online and the broadcasted really came about because of the pandemic, where we could no longer have events with 1,500 people in person. And we also really thought about how are we bringing Hawaii to the world? How are we looking at all these folks who love Hawaii? They had their honeymoon here 25 years ago. They just had their first vacation. They're still saving up. You know, Hawaii, the brand of Hawaii is one of the strongest brands and most recognized brands in the world, and people just love Hawaii. And so how do we think about how we can help scale these companies, how we can scale them to global markets and connect them to folks who may or may not be here physically in the islands right now, have that connection. And so we said, hey, this is an amazing kind of silver lining what's going on with the pandemic. And how do we really increase online exposure, increase online e-commerce sales, and create this really deep storytelling of the entrepreneurs and the storytelling that we do work with them on during the cohort? That's really a big part of the actual 6-month cohort where we're working with these companies. How do you succinctly tell your story? Mm-hmm. How do you get people to care? How do you really highlight the really unique parts of Hawaii that are part of your entrepreneurial journey and your company? And so that's really what the broadcast is about. It's about doing these deep dives, 3 to 4 minute vignettes of the 10 companies that are graduating. Mm-hmm. And then we also have our alumni companies that kind of tune in, especially if you watch the live stream on YouTube or Facebook, which if you go to manaupshowcase.com, you can get all that information. And also, of course, be registered for free for a whole bunch of different giveaways that we're doing throughout through November 7th. We'll be highlighting all of those giveaways, 2 round-trip tickets on Hawaiian Airlines, a whole bunch of other things. But really, at the manaupshowcase.com site, you'll get to know all the live stream as well as the next broadcast coming up on Saturday, November 2nd on KGMB. But again, like really, Bert, it was how do we think about creating this deep storytelling? Mm-hmm. How do we create a really fun, fast-paced, one-hour show? And how do we really think about what that can look like from a global standpoint, telling these stories of Hawaii?
How was it in terms of convincing a station, like Hawaii News Now, to actually take it on and cover it, for the most part, during prime time?
Well, we actually partner with them, and we do pay for the hour.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And I can imagine that. That's not cheap.
Yeah, it's not cheap, but we've got some amazing showcase partners and sponsors who really believe in the Mana Up program and the initiative and really driving economic development, jobs, sustainable livelihood, and opportunity in the state. And so Kings Hawaiian is our title partner. Hawaiian Airlines, Bank of Hawaii, and Waiakea Volcanic Water are 3 of our bigger partners. We've got a huge amount of additional partners, including the BBB, and other folks like Spire and Verticount and Okuhara Engineering. So I could go through the whole list, which are all 8 just incredible companies really supporting the showcase. And that's really been how we've been able to support not only the broadcast, which, again, can be to any folks, neighbor islands, on Oahu, and of course with the live stream being global. Many of our partners, Hawaiian Hosts and Hawaiian Airlines, they're all live streaming the event as well. So we get millions of impressions and hundreds of thousands of viewers because we've partnered with great companies like King's that have people who love Hawaii that may or may not be here. And that's the perfect demographic of the folks that we want to connect with. How do we actually help increase exports, help increase sales by folks who don't live here? So we're fueling more dollars coming into the state and really creating that multiplier effect that's so important for our economy.
So, you know, the showcase that was broadcast, it had a very strong element of, you know, the new companies, the new music musicians, the performers. How did you? I kind of know the answer to this question, but you know, I like the fact that you are featuring some of the up and comers. And so, how did you get the support from others like, you know, like Kimie and others that contributed? In fact, your co-host that was with you. I think you guys did a great job.
Thank you.
You know, I think, but again, you know, the fact that it wasn't a known entity, so it wasn't like you were trying to attract star power per se, but you did definitely feature up and comers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've had this showcase for a few years now. So we have tried a lot of different things. I've had some amazing co-hosts, including how's this guy, you know, Xavier, hilarious, Kimua, another one. But Kaipo this year was a great co-host. He's a huge up-and-comer. Not only is he going to be one of the big stars in the new Lilo and Stitch this coming year, but also part of the North Shore series that had just launched. I think it had 6 or 7 episodes already. So we're all about emerging talent. Working with Haku Collective has been really awesome, just with Kimie being a past Mana Up cohort. So she came through our program as well. But really highlighting the work she's doing, not only supporting local musicians, very similar to what we're doing with entrepreneurs and local businesses. She's supporting these young musicians to help them really create what's the business behind the music. And that's something that we really believe in and we want to celebrate. And so the Haku Collective Artists to Watch is around these kids that get to audition with Kimie, get hand-selected, and we really have them featured in this show with songs that they've written themselves, and they're performing. And it's a nice way to kind of keep the show moving. There's entrepreneur stories, there's singing and performances, which will also, of course, have the concert on November 7th at Republic after Bloomingdale's. And so all of these kids are going to be performing as well, and loving that we're partnered with Hawaii Symphony Orchestra for the prize for the kids, that the winner from the People's Choice, people get to vote, actually. So that's why it's important to register at manaupshowcase.com, not only for the giveaways, but also to vote for your favorite musician, your favorite entrepreneur. And the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra is actually going to allow the young musician to open for them. They're going to write the music for their song with their full orchestra, which is pretty incredible. Kimie was even saying, wow, it took me till my 30s to even get this, and these kids are going to get this incredible opportunity at such a young age. So we love partnering with the community and different organizations in Hawaii to really make this thing so elevated. We've won awards with this show. We've won 3 Telly Awards. So really, sky's the limit. We're hoping to get even more awards this year with this current show.
Well, I think you very well may be going down that path, because, like I said, I thought it was a really great show, and I do want to give, you know, Janice and Joey a chance to talk a little bit about, you know, their experience, and of course my first encounter with them was on the broadcast. So we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back after this short break to continue our conversation with Melly James, co-founder of Mana Up, Janice LaFontaine, founder of Farm to Fudge Maui, and Joey Valenti, from co-founder of Bizia, and this is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors Ulupono Initiative and Ruby Tuesday Hawaii.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. I'm Bert Lum. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Melly James, co-founder of Mana Up. We got Janice LaFontaine, founder of Farm to Fudge Maui, and Joey Valenti, co-founder of Bizia, here to talk about the Accelerator program and the upcoming Monop showcase at Bloomingdale's. And of course, I'm still kind of reeling off the excitement of the broadcast. And I wanted to give Janice and Joey a chance to, you know, share a little bit about, I mean, it's one thing to go through the Monop program, right? But how did you guys start to think about prepping for the interview that you guys had to do on in preparation for the program that was going to get aired? And maybe Janice, you can start off. I thought it was really great because, you know, even though it was a short little vignette, I mean, you got a really good chance to share your story about Farm to Fudge, why you got involved in this business, and showed a little bit about the farm and everything. So I thought it was a great chance to, you know, learn a little bit more about Farm to Fudge.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm sorry, what is it?
I'm just asking, how did you prepare for that segment, that interview? Did you think much about it, or did you just kind of like spontaneously go with the flow?
Oh, gosh. Well, I collaborated with the Mana Up team for sure, because they really wanted to be able to tell my story well, and what would that look like. And so we had to, you know, plan out locations. And for me, being a functional nutritionist, you know, it all starts for me when I'm working with people and looking at helping them improve health. And it all starts with our diet, what we're eating and what we're not eating too. Mm-hmm. I believe health really truly does begin in the kitchen. And so it was important to me to shoot that part of my segment in the home, in the kitchen, with my family. I get our kids involved in helping to prep food and cook food because I don't want it to be something that's foreign to them.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I do feel nowadays home cooking is becoming a lost art, and we really need to get back to that. And so that was one location. And then, yeah, the source of where our food comes from is really important. And I think that can get overlooked at times. And so it was important for me to, feature a farm, and a farm that's really doing good for the land and for people. And so that's why I asked Waiheke Valley Plantation here on Maui if they'd be open to having me shoot a part of our video there. And they were like, absolutely. So they've been wonderful to partner with. That's who I actually source my macadamia nuts from.
Mm-hmm.
And they practice regenerative agriculture, so they're really taking good care of the soil to ensure that the macadamia nuts and whatever they're growing is going to be really nutrient-rich, so that we can receive nutrient-rich foods that we eat and enjoy. And then, of course, where I'm making the fudge is at the Maui Food Innovation Center.
Is that
at
over
the UH campus here in Kahului?
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that's really where I started my food entrepreneurial journey, was through their program. And that allowed me to get exposed to Mana Up, and here we are.
And then in terms of the chocolate, where do you source that from?
I'm currently sourcing from Manoa Chocolate over on Oahu.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And, you know, they're actually another Mana Up company as well.
Oh, okay, right on.
Which I wasn't even aware of. It's just Mana Up really knows quality, and so I'm not surprised by it, because also the sea salts that I use are also from Sea Salt of Hawaii, which is also another Mana Up company, which I did not realize until after I became a part of Mana Up. It's been really great.
Well, I mean, it definitely shows the sort of serendipity in terms of what you're creating and what Mana Up and Nellie and her team have already kind of curated, you know, as Mana Up companies. So, well, Nellie, you must be happy that, you know, there's some definite synergies in this.
Absolutely. There's so many collaborations happening, and so many times we just get out of the way, not only just from advice to give each other, but just collab products. I could just list them. There's just dozens and dozens. It's so awesome to see.
Well, you know, Joey's been kind of patiently waiting in the background. waiting to tell his story, and I kind of gave it away because Bezia is really kind of short for Albizia, right? And Joey, I mean, that is such a great, I think, resource to build value product on, given the fact that it's kind of viewed as being a kind of a trash tree, right? And so how did you go about deciding that that's what you wanted to focus your sort of business and sort of furniture business on? And how did you start to think about how did you want to tell that story in preparation for the Mana-Up Showcase broadcast?
Well, Barrett, there's a bit to unpack there. So,
and you only got like a couple minutes, so you know.
Yeah, I'll try to keep it concise. So, I think the last time I was on with you was maybe 2018, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about when we were just getting started with the concept of utilizing Albizia wood.
Right. And I think one of the things that I might have asked you back then was, you know, it's one thing to have this great vision of producing all this product with Albizia wood, but you know, you got to have a kind of a production line to actually go from, you know, the actual tree in the forest to something that you can actually work with. And that's a whole, you know, kind of a supply chain that perhaps doesn't even exist.
Exactly. Yeah. So since then we've really been, you know, establishing that supply chain. We've gone vertically integrated in a lot of what we do now. So, you know, back then we were working with other arborists and sawmills and kind of figuring out that whole, you know, what is an existing supply chain here, which is quite small, and inefficient. So we ended up getting our own sawmill, and, you know, a lot of that's shown in the film that you're speaking about.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really what kind of helped us to take on like larger projects and start to scale this this material. So fast forward to 2023, we started kind of the sister company called Bezia, and this operation essentially is you know, focused more on home goods, charcuterie boards, furniture, and surfboards, actually, is kind of where it started. That was the heart of it. And really refining, like, these quality products from this material and creating something that adds value to the community. So with that, and, again, this is kind of highlighted in the film, we built out a physical retail space. So my partner, co-founder, Christine and wife, she actually has a background in coffee. She worked for Honolulu Coffee Company for a few years. So we teamed up on this concept of a surf shop with a coffee shop, and essentially our showroom of all these products that I'm speaking about. So what you see in the film is essentially what we manifested from this early idea of, can we actually create a retail space around this whole vision of what we do. And yeah, that opened about a year and a half ago now. And we definitely wanted to emphasize that in the film, and kind of, I'd say most of the filming is done in and around that space. It's actually right across from our woodworking facility. So it's in an industrial park, and you know, we filmed there, and then we walked over to the woodworking facility and filmed a lot of like the inside of our production work as well.
And Joey, where exactly is this located?
We're Central Oahu in Wahiwa.
Okay. Yeah,
and
great.
And the third location that's in the film is actually the sawmill, which is separate from the woodworking facility. It's at the a farm about 10 minutes away, but also in Wahiwa.
Well, you know, for both Janice and Joey, I do want to give you a chance to share a little bit about what you plan to do in your sort of like as a graduate from Mana-Up, what you might be doing in the short future, near future. So we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back at a short break to continue our conversation with Melly James, co-founder of Mana-Up, Janice LaFontaine, founder of Farm to Fudge Maui, and Joey Valenti, from co-founder of Bezia. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Honolulu Waldorf School.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Melly James, co-founder of Mana Up, Janice LaFontaine, founder of Farm to Fudge Maui, and Joey Valenti, co-founder of Bizia. And we're talking about the upcoming Mana Up Showcase. And right before the break, we're talking both to Janice and Joey about their companies and how they were nicely showcased on the showcase broadcast. And so, Janice, what's your kind of like kind of main takeaway now, sort of soon to graduate from the Mana Up cohort? What is it that you're going to do that will now kind of like impact your business, take it to the next level?
That's a really great question.
She just redid her packaging. It looks beautiful.
Oh, thanks, Melly. Yeah, there is a lot on the horizon with just the exposure that I was given through being part of this Mana Up cohort. And so it's really about, scaling to the next level. And so I've got so many great contacts and connections through the 6 months that I was with Mana Up's cohort. And it's now just going to be a lot of work and also bringing people on board to help grow and expand.
Right. And then, of course, I'm sure we'll get to see a lot of that at the showcase coming up at the Bloomingdale. And I'll have Melly tell us a little bit more about that. But Joey, so in terms of your kind of key takeaways from going through the program and what do you envision, doing to take Bizia to the next level?
I'll add to what was just said. Melly, Brittany, and Craig, they really connect us to an amazing network of different, partnerships and potential collaborations. So we've lined up quite a few of those in the process, and there's a lot of exciting things I think we'll be doing as we wrap this up. One thing we've really, I think, gotten out of this cohort was the restructuring of how we operate, because like I mentioned, we have two businesses. So there's the Albizia project, which is focused on supply chain, more the manufacturing side, and then there's Bizia, which is the retail, kind of the face brand of what we make. So they've really helped us to clean and streamline those two entities. And we're in the process of rebuilding websites. We're actually going to take over a new space starting next year, and we're going to kind of increase our operations so we can scale production, essentially. So a lot is coming, I think, in, I'd say, the next 6 months as we wrap up with the showcase. And we're excited to share some pretty cool new projects and products, I think, as we go into the showcase next week.
Well, I'm glad you described kind of like the two facets of the business. One is the actual, production of the wood, and then the other one is kind of more the retail face of it. So I think that was something that has maybe evolved since the first time I had you on the show.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's, I'd say, our biggest takeaway from what we've gained is just figuring out how that makes sense to the customer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, Millie, going back to kind of the vision, and we started by talking about the broadcast and how you showcase and very nicely done, all the companies that are part of this cohort. You have a live stream, you have this upcoming event taking place at Bloomingdale's, and it also includes not only the 10 companies from this cohort, but alumni from, from past cohorts, from, I guess, this is cohort number 9, right? So you got, yep, you got eight other cohorts all joining, eight other times 10, right? So you got 80 companies joining. Can you articulate the vision of the in-person kind of experience that you want to convey?
Yeah, it's a really positive event about what's possible in Hawaii.
we not only have the 10 companies, like you mentioned, we have 60 plus of our alumni. Mm-hmm. So all the founders are going to be there. They're all at their booths. They're all launching or creating new products, new flavors, new things that are they're releasing at Showcase. So it's not going to be, they're going to have their normal products, but they're also going to have new things. So it's really a great place to be doing your early holiday shopping to support local. We'll have lots of food, drink, entertainment, but it's really just this great event, just really highlighting what's possible here in Hawaii, and also the fact that it's at Bloomingdale's. Bloomingdale's is a high-end luxury department store, and for many of our entrepreneurs, it was back in the day, you know, everyone felt like, oh, I could never have a store on Kalakaua Avenue. That's for the Tiffany's or like the, you know, YSL's, et cetera. But really, we're thinking about this great place. Their products look great. They're saying, hey, my product looks great in Bloomingdale's, and it should be in Bloomingdale's. And so that's part of that mindset shift and awareness that, like, we're really excited about, that more folks are seeing these well-worn pathways for success, especially with our companies, and that they can do it too. They're seeing entrepreneurs that look, smell, breathe, talk like them, and they're being successful. And I think half the battle with entrepreneurship and small business here is seeing these well-worn pathways, seeing these specific examples of success and entrepreneurs, and saying, hey, I can do that too. And it's really exciting. Even this year for cohort 9, we had 160 applications. We selected 10 companies, very competitive process, but really looking at a third of the companies were actually started in the last 2 years. So to me, it's looking like entrepreneurship's rising, and we're really excited to see that.
Well, you know, I like the fact that you've described this experience at Bloomingdale's as a way of helping the companies that are coming through the cohort to envision what it might be like for them to be in Bloomingdale's. And then to me, that's a great vision to not only articulate, but to have the companies experience from an experiential standpoint, from an immersive standpoint. So, I mean, I think that's terrific. And Millie, I don't think we've actually have had this kind of conversation about the vision that you have in elevating the idea of you know, actually producing and making a company successful with a Hawaii kind of a branding.
Absolutely, and it's been awesome. And not only is it's exciting and visionary, and also just really elevating all of these brands. And we pick companies that are high quality companies that can scale to global markets. They're not just winning awards in Hawaii, they're winning global awards, being the best in class. And so that's what's also really exciting, to see these companies that are competing at a global level. And it's not this price of paradise or, oh, we're good in Hawaii. It's actually, we're good in the world. We have this brand that is one of the most recognized brands in the world, and we're really teed up for huge success to create more jobs opportunity and, of course, increasing exports and new dollars coming in. We're going to need that economic impact, those quality GDP. So
Millie, really real quick, yeah. Where can people go and find out more about the showcase coming up at Bloomingdale's?
Yes. ManaUpShowcase.com, November 7th at Bloomingdale's, and also on KGNB on Saturday, November 2nd at 6 o'clock. If you can't make it in person, come watch us on TV, or we're on live stream on YouTube.
Very good. Millie James is the co-founder of Mana Up. Janice LaFontaine is the founder of Farm to Fudge Maui. And Joey Valenti is the co-founder of Bezia. Hey, I want to thank you all for joining me today. And thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll talk about computer science in K-12 education. If you miss any part of this edition, you can find the podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. Our engineer is David Chong. And catch us on HBR One every Friday or anytime via the HBR app or your favorite podcast application. In the meantime, you stay safe, you stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.